body on me. So you get a whole range of documents. We've got 13 copies with it. So a lot of which were the review of environmental standards. But one of the things that it did uncover was the incredible amount of knowledge on this issue within the Department of Industry and Investment. So they had a lot of opportunity to exploration through. And remember, once they approved the exploration well, that very much leads to a request to extract the gas if they find gas there, which they use gas there. So for the department to be kicking off these approvals, when the ag companies and mining companies are approaching, what seems to be very, very difficult knowledge and overcome is quite extraordinary. And we've seen hundreds of these things happening across New South Wales. We saw an exchange between the Department of Industry and Investment, between an officer there and one of the mining companies, asking, they want to review or amend their, what's called a review of environmental factors, which is the thing that they are submitted to approve. It looks like a template document, I think. Might take somebody to come up with that and knock up. And what they want to do is amend it to allow hydraulic fracturing or fracking. And this is what they're doing. So they're saying, as Drew said, mining companies, a lot of companies are doing fracking, but they're not getting approval for it to begin. They're putting kind of random requests in later. And then the Department of Industry and Business asked them how will they affect the outcome market, what chemicals will be able to see. It's a very quick drop on email that you send to someone on the very quickly because the formal correspondence in any way. And then what came back from the gas company, the wine company, was more documents, this is based on a couple of hours, more documents going saying the chemicals that will be using are in the list attached, and you won't know that. Contrary, these are standard chemicals using standard oil well procedures across the world. One sentence. And then the next sentence is about aquifer contamination. How will you guarantee that? I'm so sorry, it's not going to happen because the drill is taken, it's still taken. But they're always taken, it's still taken. But contamination is still in there. We're not going to be able to do it. And then it's signed off from our department, from that email, that wants to do what we also saw was email exchanges between the Department of Foreign Commerce asking what fracking is. And this was 5 or 6 weeks ago when it hit City Morning Herald. So City Morning Herald go on talking about the fracking, alerted the department that was responsible for environment, climate change and water to this procedure called fracking. So there was a scramble in the department about radio. And what they're doing is taking it forward.
Horrible corporation. I've got the chairman, Corey, at RJ Investments, got the best record. faith in the world, and he says, "Boston activists." You know, we, as a group of people up here, and I don't have that with the background of three others here too, that we could sit here all night trying to find out what might tell you more and more about how this industry is so bad. The list of environmental problems go on and on and on. The list of land issues problems, people's rights are being stomped on, and people are told you've got to sign up or they're coming anywhere. The issues about our water, the issues about how these pipelines have basically eliminated the ability to develop anything this way. And I got involved in this issue in Hunter Valley, and I'm trying to get the message out broader because, you know, people up there have been fighting it for 5 or 6 years and things have gone anyway. They got all excited because they got the minister to establish a community consultative committee, which is 5 years after the industry hasn't showed up. So you can maybe sit down and have a chat with these guys. We got that in place. Guess what happened? We can go to the camp, not a community request, but ADL will want to do this. This industry is going to reshape the landscape of this country if it's allowed to go ahead. In the Hunter Valley, we've got vineyards, we've got tourism, and we've got coal miners. Coal miners don't even belong there. See, they give them a bad time. Well, here. We've got an industry out there trying to put this. I'll tell them, it's one thing to be an absentee landholder of a vineyard, it's another thing to have to sit on the vineyard and actually help get paid and listen to the noise and deal with pollution and deal with the destruction of your assets. When I started this issue, we looked at making sure the community was engaged. We discovered that this was bigger than just our own community in Broken Bow. We discovered they were going over to coal. Of course, they didn't tell us. We had to find out. We discovered they were dumping water illegally on concrete in the field. They didn't tell us, we found out there was some guy on the inside and we found out. They told us there were going to be jobs for a night. They told us there's going to be good gas in our community. There is no gas in our community. So then I started talking to other people, like the guys up in Queens and throughout New South Wales. And the story is the same every single time. It doesn't matter which company. It doesn't matter what your neighborhood looks like. Same thing. They come into our cell, a couple of wells show up, before you know it, the thing starts to explode. They do things that are illegal, and the government ignores it. They take it to the government. They file a concern in the environment, and they'll lose. Coal seam gas is not covered by the Protection of the Environment Act. Coal seam gas is not covered by the New South Wales Water Act, even though they're dragging out millions of liters of water from the wellhead. Coal seam gas is not covered by the federal water. Coal seam gas is given a nice blessing from coal. Go on your way and ignore the people. Local council is not interested. You couldn't get anyone to do anything about anything. And so I thought to myself, you know, I've got all this community, and everyone is really interested. These are people with all walks of life. The border care people, the coal miners, the school teachers, the nuns, everybody is angry. Property values are dissolving, water getting destroyed, the environment destroyed, and no one seems to care. So I brought this group together from Brook a few weeks back. So I had a bit of a chat to see what issues we share. As the day went on, it was story after story after story, and it was all the same. Liverpool Plains, up and down, down to Victoria, Southern Highlands. So, I mean, we got called up from Margaret River in Western Australia. Same story. The communities go through the same process every single time. I want to talk to the company and learn what's going on. Well, if you do get to sit with the company, you quickly learn you're getting no information. And what little they do tell you, you quickly learn to lie. They say, I want to talk to the government. I want to talk to someone responsible here. I want to understand what's going on. You quickly learn that people and stuff, they don't know. They just don't know. No one's got any responsibility for it except to sign off on a quick email saying it's all going to be okay. You watch the television show that 60 Minutes covering this thing. And you watch the government minister sit there. Where is he at? What is going into the ground here? And he shuts his shoulders. He doesn't know. This issue is going to kill this country if we don't stand up and do something about it. Am I saying no to gas? No, I'm not. I can't even as an individual nor as a community. But I can tell you that the community got together a few weeks back in Brook said one thing. There's way too many questions out there. No one's got it. there today. So this industry has to stop, and the only way it can stop is for a community such as you here, joining your arms with the community across Australia doing exactly the same thing. Get it.
Australia, they actually tried to decide.
Strong concern about she committed to looking at these greater transparency so that we know what applications are being made for the wine at the moment. We don't find out about it until the exploration approvals are being granted. And she committed to exploring the idea of these finances. Now, I think the last one is going to be a little bit because we've got an election coming up. However, if you want to place any pressure right now on anyone who's in the New South Wales government, it would be to place pressure or email Christine Healy asking her, telling her very far about this industry, and you've heard there is no adequate environmental oversight. I'll also offer the moratorium for any concerns about the environmental oversight. She committed to looking into it, so not that we have seen that.
There actually was a plan in Queensland. The plan was to not only have these things as quickly as possible, so make the profile as quickly as possible, and get the company with data as long as possible. But it really was, it was a plan that conspiracy on the part of both the government and the opposition to do this that. I know that a lot of the decisions were made known by the government today.
Oh no, we can't possibly do that because of you.
the only things that we've actually been getting attention from churches is we are not meeting our standards we have, because none of the searches that we've probably actually shown us. So we are actually not concerned. Well, in saying that, I really can't agree with what I've seen in the actual community, but I actually think we need to be doing something quite
challenges when you analyze something, you actually watch what you
community and government from having reality. I'd like to bring this to how to get into the water over there.
Well, the city is simply the water that comes up from the well. We have separated the gas from the water. And that water we have been holding months. And they did everything for it, some legal and some illegal. Sometimes they use it for industrial purposes, which is illegal. Sometimes they put it through reverse osmosis, and they announce it in environmental authorities and put people under the crypts, which is bad, because even though it's purified, you generally don't have the crypts. The chemical crypts is the perfect one, which is ecologically important. But then they're also cracking the well. And that's where the fluid that they come up with come back up from the crack, the material goes in the water. They're just simply stuck to the ground. And I feel really Well, they have to work out the long run. This is the whole ridiculous nonsense that's going on. But if you like all the number of jobs and experiments that they can run, because they actually don't know what to do for the work. The government would like them to be a jet, but they don't know how to do that. It's like, so the second best option is to actually put in this large production, but the numbers are better than us.
The Hara Valley is going down. One of the sites for AGL, they have four wells. They're building a 200 meter by 100 meter, two by 2 meter deep well, a dam of all 50 megaliters. Same at another site with four wells. They're calling it an irrigation dam. Something like an evaporation pond of us. And then they're going to make some irrigation water.
So we've got time for two more questions, and
there's
one there. Just before we go in, I just wanted to, we've been talking in my office a little bit about potential holding public rally on this, and you managed to alert me and the scientists that are meeting here tonight are the people in the room. I was just going to try to relay out there on Saturday morning in the rest of December to do something like 11 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. On a Saturday morning in on the corner of Sydney Park, right opposite all of the effects.
Three candidates for this one, so maybe I can talk to them in the but the point I want to create is
government and corporations that might be in the audience, will be dead, be completely dead. Because I was doing the mention of the life cycle of quoting death, and on the list of babies, 2,000 to 3,000 functions. It's quite important, that's how the audience is being sold. It's pretty important for our contributions to our veterans and many things we can do.
I would say, as a group, the jury's not out of quoting death, it's not real. It's not just as bad as our person. It's called methane. That's what you're getting. It's where, how you get it and where you get it from. You're talking about mass numbers of trucks. You're talking about hauling out all this water. You're talking about an absolute literacy across 20% of the production of the state of the atmosphere. Studies indicate the full footprint of coal seam gas. On greenhouse gas basis, feed that.
Saturday, maybe this is soon. Some people just
We made it at SWIFT. Anyone? And it does it really well. So what I want to do now is just tell that. If you haven't put your name or contact with us, please do contact that. I have a simple update on the campaign, helping our daughters complete the campaign. People who want to stick around and talk about in a small group from the start about organizing that rally and where you can do a small little campaign group, potentially a big campaign group, given that you are watching to be very good and responsive in the crowd. What I want to talk about is in terms of the date, I don't know where the workshop today is going to work here, but the Saturday is probably too early, yes, not. Probably the next day, what is the next week for Christmas to be the next Saturday? Which is one of the times you really mentioned here. No? The rest of the time? Yes. Thank you.